Coach's Insight continuing here on KR93.7. It's Atchison basketball time, and joined by girls head coach, that is Nick Rebant. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, your team's sitting in a great spot, coming off a nice big win against Casey Schlegel on Tuesday night. That was a 64-19 final, and you guys have really been in kind of a dominant fashion, dominant form here in the last few weeks, really since about the mid-season tournament. You put a lot of big wins together inside the league and just another step closer to a potential KCA league title. And with Substate right around the corner, seems like the best time to be playing this good of basketball.
Oh, definitely. We're kind of hitting our groove. The girls are starting to learn what I'm expecting of them on defense. We're pushing the ball on offense. We're looking pretty good, and it's a great time to do it.
Yeah, in the last couple of games and offensively as well, again, dropped 64 against Schlegel, and then the game before that was 74 against Casey Washington. So not only defensively, it seems like the offense is kind of adding to that as well.
Oh, definitely. We're shooting the ball better. We were struggling shooting the ball early, but the last couple games we've been above 60% as a team. And if we can keep that going, it'll be a good thing.
You'll get another opportunity again. Three games left here in the regular season. You'll get Sumner tomorrow night, and then next week, Harmon and Wyandotte to close it out. So again, controlling your own destiny for that undefeated potential league championship. And last time out against Sumner, that was certainly a tight ball game. You guys were able to get the win 53-45, but again, they were right in that ball game with you. You know, what's kind of the expectation for this next go around tomorrow night?
It's going to be a battle. They've got one loss in league, and that's to us. So I know they're going to bring it. We've made some adjustments defensively. And like I said, offensively, we're playing better. But I expect a battle. It'll be a good, fun game. And if we can get that, we get our chance to win league.
There it is. And Sumner, again, just with the one league loss. So it's just a monster game in terms of what's going to play out in the KCA league coming down the home stretch with a couple more games next week. What has been kind of the biggest strides made with your team from, you know, late November, early December, when we were getting this going, to where we are right now here in mid-February?
It's confidence. You know, they're starting to believe in themselves. We ran into some tough teams early in the season, and we all knew they were going to be tough, but it kind of hurt their confidence a little bit. But now they're seeing what they can do on the court if they go out and execute.
Yeah, you've played some really good teams out of league, like Wamigo's a top five team. You look at some of these other teams out of the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights, who's a top five team in 2A. ACCHS is a 14-15 win team. So obviously that would be kind of a good gauge outside of league to kind of help with your confidence and only get you more prepared for maybe what's going to lie ahead here in Substate.
Oh, for sure. And that's the goal. You know, if we can keep this little streak going, we have an opportunity to host a Substate game. And playing those at home is always beneficial, so that's kind of what we're hoping for.
Finally, Coach, quick thoughts here on the Substate as you kind of play it out here in the 4A East side of it. You know, really the top four or five have really kind of separated themselves a little bit from about 6 to, I don't know, maybe 12 to 13. All these teams are kind of within one, two games of each other. So not only are you trying to lock up that league title, but every win is crucial. And a potential loss anywhere could drop you anywhere from 3, 4, 5 seeds. So it's also very important down the stretch to get these wins to help you rise up in the Substate side.
Oh, definitely. And that's what I'm trying to keep their focus on. You know, yeah, it's good to go out in league, but we need these wins to help us in Substate. Like I said, hopefully get that home game.
There it is. Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Rebant joining us again, one step closer to a potential KCA league title and a monster one coming up tomorrow night as they get Casey Sumner for a rematch where they won 53-45 the first time out and can certainly separate themselves if they're able to get the win. And then two more games next week against Harmon and Wyandotte. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night against Sumner, and we will do it one more time next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it.